Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Agents Unfiltered,
where we talk about the do's, the don'ts, and the what the fucks of real estate.
Make sure to follow us on social media. We are Agents Unfiltered on TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to be talking about commission and talking commission with your sellers, which can be pretty dicey.
And or buyers, really.
And or buyers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially with seeing more and more agents having reduced commission on the sell side.
Yeah. I haven't really had to talk to any of my buyers about it yet, but I've definitely had the conversation during listing appointments. And I kind of get nervous too because I had a colleague reach out to me today and she said, hey, how much commission do you charge? And I was like, well, typically 3 on the seller side and 3 on the buyer side. And I was like, but I'm always open to negotiation because I don't want them to hear from another person like, oh, that's her thing. And then they just go off to find someone else. So I'm kind of like,
yeah.
It's so competitive right now with listings.
It's
I'm
so
kind of like, leave it up in the air, but I'm going to prove my point to why I deserve 3. But
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You have to prove your value, but in order to prove your value, you have to feel and know your value.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it really starts.
And get in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are certain agents that do, or certain offices that do 1% listing. And so that's been my struggle lately. Not struggle, but something that I've had to approach. So I've got a listing coming up, and I learned that the specific place that he was looking to list with, it's only a 1% listing fee if you also are buying with them. So, and then in reality, for the buyer's agent side of the listing, the lowest they're going to go is 2.5. So in reality, even if you were going to buy with them as well, the lowest that you're going to have to pay is 3.5. So you're only saving 1.5%. And so in the grand scheme of things, I was able to say why our office does way more than this other place. Mm-hmm. Who will not be named? Mm-hmm.
2 figures.
Did I do math wrong?
Yeah. That's okay. We'll forgive you this time.
Wait, 1%.
Oh, gosh. Math is hard, okay?
Especially when you're tired.
And it's like 10:30 at night. Danielle and I were definitely outside at 10 o'clock in a snowstorm hiding Easter eggs for Easter.
At least.
Snowstorm.
Danielle lost her phone.
She lost her phone. So she's like trying to page it and it's not working.
It's like 10:30.
Yeah.
I feel like I shouldn't be this tired. I've just been going
all
day.
We're all tired today.
It's been a busy. This is what happens though in real estate. We planned a podcast on a certain day and then we're all busy and here we are doing it at 10 o'clock at night, 10:30 at night.
I would just like to say that when I talked to my client, I did the math correctly.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
That's why we're here though.
1 + 1.
Yeah, there's 3 of
4.
Us. So we can all
what contribute.
All together we make a whole person.
We do. Yes.
Right now.
Brain power here.
Yeah. One brain cell alive in each person right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Correct. But I think it. Really something we should really focus or talk about is how do we convey our value? Mm. One, because I think that a lot of times in real estate, realtors in general don't necessarily feel their own value in a transaction because right. they're new. Or because they've been told that they don't deserve it or they don't have that value and they don't practice it. And so their first thought is to negotiate commission because they cannot justify their own value. And if you can't justify your value to a client, why would they pay you that? So can you guys share with me or share with us, like, how do you go about that? How do you portray your value to clients?
I mean, I think, especially with that initial listing appointment, and I think like the way that we do it, because we always kind of like make it more than just like, here's the value of your house. We make it more personal. But when I actually sit down to go over the value of their home and talk paperwork, which hopefully by that point, I've shown a level of professionalism that makes them think, yes, I want to work with this person. But when I bring up commission, I always try and go over like, what all is this covering for you? We hire a professional photographer. We market the listings well. We, you know, there's so much more that goes into it where we're not just going to be like, okay, it's on the market. Like, we're going to network and we're going to make sure that you are getting professional photography and are getting out there. And then are going to go above and beyond throughout the entire process. Like, you're not just going to be listed and then have to just walk through alone. Like, we're going to give you a different quality of care. And generally speaking, for the most part, talking commission with clients, I think that if you can show your value, and then if they are curious, like, okay, well, that seems like a lot. What does that go into? Break down all the different costs that go into it. It helps them feel like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And I feel like when I first started and people, you know, would talk to me about commission, my go-to was always, well, I work under my managing broker and she's been in the business about 20 years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I might be new, but when you're working with me, everything that I do and I say has been checked through Danielle, or it's something that I'm going to be asking her if I don't know the answer to it. So it's like, you have me, but you also have someone with 20 experience behind them working in hand with me. So you're kind of getting a 2-in-1 deal. You're welcome.
I actually love that, because I think it is kind of like that team mentality. And I think that sometimes buyers and sellers can see that as a negative, because it can be a negative. Sometimes it's not done very well, as in like they feel pawned off to various people in the team, and it's not just like they're focused with, or, you know, with one person. But in this context, I think it's very helpful.
Yeah.
Because you're the one working with them. So it's not like they're going to be transferred from one person to another, but you're also giving them the value of the knowledge of a group of us, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's extremely helpful.
Yeah, that was super helpful for me in the beginning, because when you still kind of have that imposter syndrome of why do I deserve this, it was kind of that backup of, okay, well, you're getting more than just me and I'm learning along with it. So yeah, that was just really helpful for me to phrase things in that way.
Yeah. Well, and also think about how much work clients take. You know, like I know right now, it being a seller's market, there seems to be this mentality that list agents have it really easy and they don't need to make that money because offers just come in. And the reverse and buyer side, which I think we can talk about afterwards, but in this market, yes, you get offers right away for the most part. One, if the client decides to price the house higher and you're not getting offers, you have a tough job ahead of you. But yeah, even if you are getting offers right away, the complexity and the amount of work it takes to get all the showings scheduled, sift through all the offers, make sure that you've done your due diligence. There's a lot more time and effort it takes, I think, to be a list agent in this market than it does in a normal market.
Yeah, yeah, I have a listing that I just put on the market on Thursday. And I listed Thursday morning, and I feel like I have not stopped working since Thursday morning of checking in with agents, talking to agents, looking at offers, going over the details, you know, just every little detail of all of that process. And then even before that, making sure you're pricing properly in this market is everything. Because if you do come in too high, it is going to sit. But clients see how high numbers are and think, like, I want to come in as high as possible. And so I've been even more careful with my CMAs, my market analysis, is because I've been way more cautious with them because I don't want to come in too high and have it sit.
Yeah.
And so then it's like reaching out to all of the agents that have pending listings in the area. This time around, I reached out to like 10 agents who have pending listings to see where did you come in at. So I had a better idea of what to shoot for. So I feel like this whole week was eaten up by this one listing that I had come on, you know, and it takes a lot of time. And then there's the weird stuff that comes up. Like,
I was going to say, you're definitely worth your commission, because Cassie is also a handyman.
I am. I got a call from one of the agents who showed it.
She walked in with spackle today. I'm just like, you just have speckle?
No, I went and bought it for me.
I wouldn't even know what to buy that for.
I wouldn't know what to buy spackle for. I had gotten a call from an agent that one of the showings, the client had grabbed the rail and it had fallen off. And so I was like, okay, so I went this morning to try and fix it, and I didn't have the proper tools, so I was like, I will come back later. I will let Allie do my open for me. So I was like, I will let Allie know. And within 20 minutes, Allie, what happened?
Someone went up the stairs. I'm not someone who uses handrails. I don't know. I just kind of like yog up the stairs and bump my fist. And so
just
I
say yog.
Yes, she did. You go yogging.
Soft J.
Soft J.
Soft J.
Do you yog?
It's very Ron Burgundy.
I thought everyone called it that. Anyways, so I just honestly kind of like forgot about it, and I was like, oh, it looks fine, but I didn't go like check it. And so a couple goes up the stairs, and I just hear. And Trevor and I, the lender, we look at each other and we're like, gosh. Oh, shit.
Yep.
But
I mean, it was shallow steps. They were fine. They chuckled.
Oh, so then I went back out to the listing after the open to its spackle, and I took the handrail off and I moved where the screws were to put it in a more secure place and spackled the hole over. And
I know. And
it was the whole thing.
As open houses go, there's always someone that shows up 2 minutes after you've gotten everything loaded in the car, and it's like, hey, can I come inside? So I was like, Cassie had gone in her leggings and her handyman outfit.
Yeah, so cute.
She was fixing it up, and so I was like, yeah, someone's just in the stairwell fixing the rail. And so
someone, not the list someone. Agent. Well, I didn't look like a list agent, okay?
Well, she didn't want to go in. She didn't want to go in earlier because she wasn't dressed right, and there was other people in there, and I was like, maybe she doesn't want me to. I'll just say there's someone in there.
For the office
it.
Reputation, I'm glad you said yeah, someone.
Yeah, I was not dressed for success. Okay, I was not.
So they come in, and so I've got flyers with my face on them on the counter. But then Cassie, the one was her ones with her face on it outside in the flyer box. And I was like, oh, like, do you have an agent? And he said no. And I was like, well, take this as company information. And he goes, oh, I already have one from outside. And I was like, yeah, that's got the wrong face on it. And I took it out of his hand and I gave him with my info. And so I wonder if he realized it was you. I mean, she told him. So he's going to the stairs. She goes, hi, I'm actually the list agent. Nice to meet you.
Just fixing the railing because we go above and beyond for our clients.
Yes, yes.
And no one will be injured on my watch.
No. My watch might be different. They heard someone down the stairs. My bad.
Well, I think that's also something. I mean, obviously, being a handyman, you know, depends on the client. Yeah. But this is something I tell my clients regularly, and I think it's important, is that I always want to underpromise and overdeliver.
Yes.
I definitely feel like a lot of times that's the opposite of what happens. A lot of people, a lot of agents overpromise what they can do, how things are going to go. I think just being honest and genuine with our clients is huge. They, you know, I never want to be someone who gives them false hope. You know, sometimes I'm conservative and I'll tell them, you know, like, this is a conservative number, but this is why we should list at this price to drive things up and to get more offers. And I think you will benefit better in the long run. And if you can explain yourself that way, I think it's really helpful, as opposed to being like, yeah, let's shoot for the sky. And then it sits in this market sitting for a week is, you know, terrible. So yeah. So what about buyers? I know that we don't often have to deal with this, but like, I just had a for sale by owner. We've had for sale by owners, or we've had, so now not only are we seeing competing for listings with commission, but also buy side commission has been like knocked down. And I know some areas have it worse, like some, like Seattle, you'll see 0% commission, which is insane. But you saw 1.5%.
I did. And I always try and have that conversation with my buyers beforehand of, hey, our office charges a 3% commission when we're filling out the paperwork. Most of the time, the seller covers commission, but that doesn't always happen. So in the case that they don't cover our office fee, you know, and kind of have that conversation with them. But I think one thing that, like, every time I mention it to my clients, I think has been impactful when it comes to, like, awkward commission conversations is, I, as a realtor, don't get paid hourly. I get paid commission only. So all of the time that I put in for you, running and showing you houses, preparing offers, none of that is paid for unless we have a deal closed. And so this is my income, and the number may seem like a lot, but that's a breakdown after office fees of all of the time and effort that I put in for you. And I really do go above and beyond to make it worthwhile.
Plus, we have care insurance. Yep. You know, there's so many things that we have to also pay out of
taxes. Well, we are not W-2 employees. We are self-employed.
I know. That's like when people see how much commission you make or whatever. Like the guy, my buddy that I just sold for, he goes, hope you're on vacation. I was like, well, once I take a third out for taxes, put a third in savings, I probably got enough for my bills this month. So, yeah. But like, thanks. That would be super awesome. Yeah. Didn't you have a buyer one time who put an offer on a place and it wasn't even like a percent commission? It was like $1,500 or something. Am I making that up?
I don't think so.
It was the one that was 1.5%.
I had a 1.5%, and luckily my client was incredibly generous and like put the commission on top of the sales price.
1.5%.
1.5%. I was like, are you kidding me? And we ended up lucking out on that one because A, the pictures were terrible. I mean, it's a 1.5%. You get what you pay for.
Right.
The pictures were atrocious. It was not represented well. And then I'm sure, I mean, we as agents can't not show a property to our clients because of the commission. But if it's a conversation of...
It gives you the ick.
If it's a conversation with your client of they're offering a 1.5% commission, my office requires a 3% commission, so we'll have to figure out how to remedy that. The client may not want to see it. And so we were able to get in on that one without competing.
Which is huge. But it's like about having those commission conversations up front.
Yes.
I think a lot of people avoid those conversations because they're worried about what the client's going to say. And then they don't feel that they have the ability to justify why the commission is what it is, mm-hmm. or their value as an agent. But if you have those conversations early, one, it takes the burden off of everyone in the situation. Yeah. And like, I know as an office, we do this, but yes, we charge 3%, but if there's a 2% commission and our clients don't have the ability to do the extra, we're still going to sell them the home.
Yeah.
It's just that they're aware of that. So if they do have the extra or we can wrap it in or however, then we're going to get paid that. Mm-hmm. And I think that that like flexibility is helpful, but also setting the expectation firsthand.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
and I know I've had over the years when maybe I haven't had those conversations with every client up front, I've had people, especially like first-time home buyers, they're like, so how do you get paid? Like the public doesn't understand.
Yeah.
So we can't even really be upset and frustrated with the public because they don't understand how we get paid most of the time. And I've had some people who have asked, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, you wouldn't know. Like, yeah. I've had some people think we're on salary. Mm. And showing homes is just like, we're on salary, so what does it matter if we show them 50 homes, you know?
Yeah.
So it's our job as realtors to educate the public and our clients. And if you don't like it, this is why we do a lot of role playing.
Yes. I love the role playing. I hate it in the sense of it's always so awkward, but I love it because it makes those conversations so much easier when you have practiced. Mm-hmm. Just like role playing, explaining as a new agent, that was one thing I was so thankful for, mm-hmm. was role playing, walking through contracts with a client, role playing, mm-hmm. talking through listing paperwork. Like that was hugely helpful in understanding the forms because I feel like clients, you know, it's hard to really understand what it is you're signing. And I always want my clients to feel very well informed. Mm-hmm. But if I don't understand what I'm asking them to sign, how am I going to explain it to them in an appointment? I don't want to be trying to read the words upside down of the contract that they're signing.
And I'm not a nice client when we role play. So I feel like it gives you guys some good practice.
It's so great.
Uh-huh.
And you ask really mean, hard questions.
I do.
Yeah, that would never happen.
Or they have, and that's where they come from.
True.
There you go.
Do
you think it is helpful when you're like, if you can think on your feet in a role play situation where you're not expecting it, when that does come up, because chances are sometime in your career those questions are going to come up, then you already know what you're going to say, or at least have an idea of it.
Yeah, and even asking like a more experienced agent if you can come with them to a listing appointment and see how it's done. If you don't have the experience yet, just to shadow and watch, like that is hugely helpful.
I went with Cassie to a listing appointment one time, and just the way that she walked through contracts and explained things was so much different than the way that I personally had gone about it. So I stole a lot of tactics because I just liked the way that she did it better.
That's helpful because everybody has a different way of delivering.
Yes.
And the bigger variety you have in seeing how different people chat with clients, I think it's easier to find your own way.
Yeah.
That's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick up a little bit here, a little bit there?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's like I constantly am that person who, when I can't think of another word, I go straight to the thesaurus, and it's like having a personal thesaurus in another way that you can
speak.
You're my right hook.
Hey, anytime.
So I think the other thing, maybe with commissions, that's important to chat about is figuring out where and when you'll negotiate. negotiation. Yes. Because there are times where it is appropriate to negotiate. Mm-hmm. But that's a business. I look at it like it's a business decision. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think at the end of the day, it's really easy to feel we owe someone something, or, oh, it's our friends and family, and yeah. they should. And to be totally honest, and I know this is, people are shocked about this a lot, but my friends and family always pay full commission. Mm-hmm. And it's not because I go into them like I do every other client. They never yeah. ask me for a discount.
Well, it's almost like when your friend owns a company, like a coffee stand, or they make their own candles, and that's something that they're doing for their livelihood. It's like saying, I don't want you to flourish in life the way that you could be right now because I expect a favor. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, that's not really supporting your friend.
No, no. And I always feel so fortunate that I've never had friends or family ask me for discounts, mm-hmm. because I will say when clients do ask, they tend to be the most difficult transactions.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Every single time. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because, and sometimes it seems like it's going to be such an easy deal. So they ask for a deal. Oh, I already have a buyer on my listing. Mm-hmm. Let me, you know, can you do it for, you know, X amount? And they're like, okay, yeah, that should be easy. No big deal. And then by the time you're done, you're making 5 cents an hour. Mm-hmm. Like it really is. Or it's just a stressful transaction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think knowing, you know, like, especially when it comes to, okay, let's say you're going to be representing both a buyer and a seller on a transaction. What is your precedent beforehand? Like, know beforehand going into it. Okay, I can offer a discount here because I'm not putting it on the market. They're bringing a buyer to the table and I'm representing both, but I still need to make an income and I don't know what's going to come up. So what's a fair percentage that I feel okay with? Or let's say you're representing like a seller who already has a buyer, but the buyer is going to have their own agent. Are you willing to do it for less? And what does that look like? And just kind of like thinking that through beforehand. So when you have that scenario pop up, you kind of have an idea of like, this is what I do for that.
Yeah. And like, you can really go forward and say like, my policy for this yes. is blank, because mm-hmm. you already written it down. You've already figured it yes. out, as opposed to just like on the fly and kind of be like, well, I guess I could maybe, you know, like, nope, this is my policy. Mm-hmm. And it really is a business decision. And there are times where you have to walk away because they're just not willing to pay
yeah.
what you need to make it work. And I think that that's, you have to be secure enough in yourself and your business to say, you know, unfortunately, I can't do it for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's also like, you don't want to feel like it's a waste of time, because I feel like it's really important to get your experience in and like do all the things. But if you're not feeling valued during a transaction and you're putting all your heart and soul into it, it's like, is it really helping you if you're feeling defeated at the end and your cup feels empty and you're just like, what did I do this for? Because it makes you feel taken advantage of too. But at the same time, you allowed yourself to be in that position because you didn't advocate for yourself. Mm-hmm. So.
And I feel like we all end up with at least a couple of those in our career, mm-hmm. and they're such good learning lessons.
Oh yeah.
You know, you really have to, it really makes you hone in on what you want your business to look like and what you're willing to accept from clients.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the more that you hone in, to be honest, I feel that at least my career, I also feel like for you guys, we have been really fortunate to have great clients, mm-hmm. and it's been rare that we've had people push back yeah. on anything. And I do think a lot of that is, you know, presenting yourself professionally and showing value as you're going through it. They're like, yeah, absolutely. I want representation. Yeah, so, yeah. And I'm willing to pay for it.
Yeah. And I think don't sell yourself short as an agent. Like, I think it's really easy for us to talk ourselves out of our worth, and don't sell yourself short. Your time is valuable and the right clients will see that. And if you have a client who's refusing to pay a commission that you're worth, then they're probably not the client for you. And they're going to learn in taking an agent who does a less percentage, like a 1% agent, like not all of them, but it's a less quality that you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For multiple reasons. Mm-hmm. One, you know, they in this market, yes, maybe they can afford a lot. I right. know that I've seen this happen previously where there's like all these 1% listing agencies and they, in a hot market, they do a lot. Well, then when the market turns, they can't. You can't afford to do it. Mm-hmm. But also because if they are super busy, what level of communication are you getting?
Yeah.
What level of follow through, you know, mm-hmm. how well are they actually representing you is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think when you've got that much going on, how do you have time to do all those comps? Yeah. I'm like,
that sounds like a nightmare. I'm doing 1%.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot. I think, yeah, that would be a lot.
Just because you would think about all the business you would get with 1%, I just don't know how you would keep up. Like, I genuinely don't know how. Well, some people are superhuman. Who knows? But me.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like an attorney, you know? If I'm facing some sort of court case, if I were to, then I would want to pay for a good attorney. And I would not find the cheapest attorney.
No, that's a very good way to put it, actually.
Yeah. I would want to be represented. I'm doing a for sale by owner deal right now, and it's been great. I mean, the for sale by owners are wonderful, but it's really interesting moving through that transaction with, you know, they're kind of, I don't want to say, they're kind of lucky that I am transparent and, you know, helpful, and I'm not going to take advantage, because the amount of times they've asked for my advice, for a variety of things, not necessarily like in dealings with my client, because I represent the buyers, but you know, it's just, I'm like, this is why you need representation, and it's worth it to pay. And I hate to say it, but they're probably getting a lot less than they would be getting if they were represented. And I know that's a whole other conversation, but it just goes back to that representation piece and why it's important to advocate for our pay and for people to be represented in this.
I kind of have a fun story from the open house today. Just kind of like a cute ending. Want to hear it?
Yes.
Always. Three-year-old little boy came up to me. Want to hear a joke? I was like, of course I want to hear a joke. All right, drum roll, please. So how did the teddy bear know that he didn't want dessert?
Oh my gosh, was he stuffed?
Yes.
No!
No, that just made my whole day today. I was just like, oh.
A three-year-old?
Maybe four. I don't know.
Of children. Okay. Like, there's no way Carter.
Are we talking Carter size or Jackson size?
Okay, Carter's permanently two in my head.
He's three.
Not
now.
Jackson three. Size. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe like four.
Four's closer.
He was tiny. Sure. Anybody? Okay, not Jack. I mean, not Carter tiny, but he was tiny.
Okay. Like, yeah, if my three-year-old
could come up with a joke like that,
that would be amazing. That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
I was like, I can't even remember jokes. I'm really impressed that I remember that right now. Delivery? Impeccable.
Yeah, on point. Must be the time of the night.
Oh, boy. Well, on that note, I guess. Anything else?
I don't know. I think we covered it pretty well. We're going to be talking about for sale by owners in a future podcast.
Bizbos.
So I think that we may hit some other things in that conversation, because I feel like there's a lot of overlap, you know, and so I think that will be a good place to kind of pick up from here.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, good. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next time.
Yes, bye.